Cathy Cook. I'm a gynaecology consultant nurse. I work full-time at Liverpool Women's Hospital. My area of speciality is menopause. More recently, I've opened a menopause clinic in Rodney Street.
And when did you first get into this line of work?
I've always worked in gynaecology. I qualified over 30 years ago, and even while I was training to be a nurse, I knew I really enjoyed women's health. So I tried to get straight into gynaecology as a qualified, and I was lucky enough to be taken on at Mill Road. And I've just worked my way through all the different areas of gynae over the last 30 odd years.
So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you deal with day to day in your practice.
So in my menopause clinic, I see women at all stages of menopause and from all walks of life. Menopause can happen at any age. Generally, the average age of menopause is 51, but it can happen to women much younger. It can happen to girls even in their teens. So I see girls from teenage years right up to over 60 suffering with the effects of menopause.
And what sort of things do you offer to your clients?
First of all, I listen. Women often just need time to talk through all of the symptoms and hear that what they're feeling isn't their imagination, and that they're not going mad and they're not the only one. So I always try and make sure there's enough time, and that's the beauty of the private clinic, because it's an hour appointment. There's loads of time to talk. So I listen to what's brought them in and what their concerns are. I also need to talk all about their general health and take into account any health-related problems they have and any medications they're on. But once I've heard what it is that's concerning them and I've been able to reassure them that it is due to menopause, I can then start to explain to them about all the different ways of managing symptoms and see what appeals to them, because that's what's most important. It's each woman's journey. It's for them to decide how they want to manage it.
And how important do you think it is to have like someone like yourself, or you know, a place for people to go to?
Yeah, well, until it's absolutely seen as mainstream and it's out there and people are comfortable talking about it in just the same way as they would want to care for a pregnant friend or colleague, I think it is really important that you've got specialists with all the recognised qualifications that can give women proper, appropriate, individualised advice. Because it's not just women with general health, it could be women post-cancer or they've had a stroke, it could be young women who've got fertility issues, so it's really important they get the right advice.
Women make up probably about 50% mm-hmm. of the population, don't they? But it's not really talked about, not really, you never really hear people talking about it on the news or on the TV or anything. Why do you think that?
I think there is still stigma, there is still a taboo about it. It's a little bit stereotypical, it's something that is often joked about, not taken quite seriously. And I think then women get embarrassed, they get embarrassed to admit that maybe they're not coping, or they've been up all night with terrible sweats and flushes, or they can't put two thoughts together and they can't remember what they did, you know, half an hour ago. Women feel that they're suddenly not coping, and I think then it means then that they can become quite isolated and not always want to explain how they're feeling. I think it is out there more, though, to be fair, more than maybe even 5 years ago. We've got some celebrities who are championing the whole menopause cause. You've got Lorraine Kelly, Davina McCall, they've been really vocal about their experiences, and that's helped.
So you often go out and speak to healthcare professionals and workplaces all about menopause. So what's the message that you try and give them?
I try and pass on all the British Menopause Society recommendations and advice that for the vast majority of women, HRT is first-line treatment for menopause symptoms. We've had an awful 15 years with bad publicity regarding some research that came out mainly from America that did an awful lot of harm and scared an awful lot of clinicians and women, and made a lot of people reluctant to consider HRT. We know a lot of that research was flawed and just wasn't relevant to what's happening in the UK. So a big message for me is HRT is usually a really good, safe treatment to be considered, but not all HRT is equal. It does have to be individualised to the woman for her circumstances and her health.
And where do you hope we'll be, Cathy, in like the next 5, 10 or how many years? Where do you want us to be when we talk about menopause and how we treat women with menopause?
I think it just needs to be an accepted part of a woman's journey. It's going to happen to all women. Some women seem to have an easier time than others, but most women do have symptoms. And we need to make accommodations and allowances as we would for a pregnant friend, pregnant colleague. And I think it needs to just be part and parcel of the existence. There's a parliamentary campaign that was originally started by a nurse called Diane Dansbrink following her awful experience of menopause. Basically, she had surgery, went into menopause overnight, and actually ended up contemplating suicide because of how bad she felt with her symptoms. She turned things around. She's now a menopause advisor, and she has campaigned in Parliament. There was three aspects to the campaign. The first was to get education for GPs to help upskill them in care of menopausal women. The second was to get support in the workplace for women who are experiencing symptoms of menopause. And then the third prong of this, the third aspect of the campaign was to get some education, appropriate education into secondary schools to start for the next generation so that they've got more awareness of menopause. Now, she's managed to get it on the school curriculum. There are workplaces that are starting to recognise menopause and make allowances and adjustments. As yet, it's not part of GP education, but GPs can come into local NHS services and can shadow me in clinics to upskill. So there's menopause clinics available through the NHS with a referral from your GP to Liverpool Women's Hospital, and I head up the menopause service there. I also have my own private clinic that I run from Rodney Street. The website for that clinic is www.menopause-expert-cathy-cook.co.uk. It's K-A-T-H-I-E and Cook is C-O-O-K-E.